With Montana News, I'm Aaron Bolton. A Whitefish-based ministry that runs a popular burger chain is shutting its doors amid allegations that its leaders used threats of physical violence, verbal and psychological abuse to coerce workers. Potter's Field is now sending most of its staff and program participants home in the wake of those allegations, and locals are raising money to help some get there. The leaders of Potter's Field Ministries, Mike and Pam Rozelle, both stepped down over the weekend, and the ministry's Mudman Burger locations in Columbia Falls, Whitefish, and Kalispell were closed Monday. Calls to Mike Rozelle's office requesting comment went unanswered. A number of people have been publicly speaking out about their experiences with Potter's Field and the Rozelles since an article alleging the abuse was published on the Christian website Phoenix Preacher last Wednesday. Mayor of Thousand Oaks, California, and a pastor at Godspeak Calvary Chapel, Rob McCoy, has now stepped in to close the ministry. McCoy denies allegations that the ministry was run like a cult, but does say it was run, quote, poorly.
And in no way do I defend this ministry or their actions. I'm simply saying that there's not an ability now to reconcile it and try to heal it and fix it. It's over. But the last thing this community needs is the mantra cult, because that doesn't exist.
In public comments on the Phoenix Preacher's website and in emails and interviews with MTPR, former Mudman workers and ministry participants say they were exhausted by 60-hour-plus work weeks while receiving little pay and suffered hours of verbal and psychological abuse from the Rozelles. According to tax documents, Potter's Field ran several sister ministries that young people over 18 participated in, ranging from missionary training programs abroad to work at its horse ranch and burger restaurants in the Flathead. Kenzie Kinney is one of those former workers who says she, quote, escaped from the ministry about 2 years ago.
The goal for them is to make sure that you have nothing left so that you can't go experience anything else. You know, they keep you permanently exhausted by, you know, 80-hour work weeks. You know, on top of those work weeks, you're doing random, you know, Bible studies in the mornings and at night and youth group and, you know, other projects that they have you doing. Or
Kinney and others allege that Mike Rozelle could be set off by anything and would berate people for hours on end or even days, something he allegedly called strong fellowship. Don Marie Grice served as the Rozelle's personal assistant for about 12 years. She says her experience and stories like Kinney's are representative of Rozelle's cult-like tactics.
They tell you to cut off your friend. You know, you'll cut your friend off. If they'll tell you to cut out your family, you'll cut your family out because you're just worn down by these extraneous working conditions under the guise of doing it for the Lord.
Grice and others have set up a, quote, rescue fund through the Whitefish Calvary Chapel to help others who've left Potter's Field's programs following allegations.
Some of them have vehicles. Some of them sold everything that they have to get to Montana to be a part of this program and were sent by other supporters. We're trying to help anyone we can, however they need it.
Several young people remain at Potter's Field facilities, and the ministry says it will help get them home. On Monday afternoon, Theodore Openacre and his soon-to-be wife, Autumn Robinson, stood outside of the Potter's Field Church and offices on 2nd Street in Whitefish. They say there is some truth to the allegations waged against Potter's Field, but that they're ready to forgive and forget.
We've had meetings that lasted a long time, and there was raised voices. I grew up in a house with raised voices, so it wasn't anything really big to me. I mean, there are things that are being said that are true, and I for sure agree with them, and I'm hurt by them, but I also know God hung on the cross and that hurt him. So
a handful of people still remain in Potter's Field's Ignite missionary program, which participants can pay up to $6,000 to serve in a missionary apprenticeship in Guatemala, Cambodia, or Uganda. Potter's Field's new leader, Rob McCoy, says the ministry's professional missionary staff will keep feeding area children at those camps.
We don't want to leave them tethered and untethered and not being fed. So that's under new management. I'm overseeing that and applying all the principles to make it healthy.
Much of the Potter's Field scandal has been bubbling under the surface for months. The Rozelles had toured almost exclusively at churches in the International Calvary Chapel Association In April, the association severed ties with the Rozelles and Potter's Field, throwing into jeopardy what had been a reliable donation stream from Calvary members to Potter's Field. Requests for comment from the association's board president were not returned in time for this story. A letter sent to Calvary Chapel pastors in April said Potter's Field methods were quote-unquote not compatible with Calvary Chapel's teachings. I'm Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.